You're tuned to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, on last Thursday's show, we gave you some live updates from the Bow County Court on the Romford Road, just around the corner from our studios, where the young women from the Focus E15 housing campaign were defending their decision to occupy a small block of boarding up flats on the Carpenter's Estate in Stratford. Now, as a result of this, the young mothers, they agreed to leave the flats voluntarily, but vowed to continue their campaign. The background to the occupation is that the young women, they were evicted from their hostel in Stratford and were controversially initially offered alternative accommodation by Newham Council in places as far away as Birmingham, Manchester and Hastings. Now, most of them have now been rehoused and many of them have managed to stay locally. However, that has not stopped them from continuing their campaign for decent, affordable accommodation for local people. Now, for just over 2 weeks, they occupied a small block of vacant flats on the Carpenter's Estate in Stratford and turned it into a social centre, organising meetings, workshops, fun days, loads of activities for the kids, loads of fun happening down there as well. Now, the Newham Council owned flats, like many on the estate, had been left empty for a number of years, although many of them seem to be in good, habitable condition. In response to this, Newham Council labelled the Focus E15 Mothers campaigners a group of agitators, yeah? And they also initially stated that the properties on the Carpenter's Estate were in poor condition and uninhabitable. And in any case, they were not able to let the properties as they needed legal permission from the Carpenter's Estate Tenants and Management Organisation. However, Newham Council decided to seek repossession order and evict the protesters. They issued a statement saying they now intend to make the flats available as homes on a short-term basis before the whole estate is redeveloped. Now, last weekend, the Focus E15 mothers, they decided to hold a fun day on the Carpenter's Estate before vacating the flats that had become their social centre. And I don't know, it attracted so much publicity and interest for their campaign for decent, affordable housing. New Sound Radio, 92 FM. We went down to the event and, I don't know, there's all sorts of things going on down. Tug of war competitions, face painting, games. I don't know, we went down there to see what it was all about. Joined now by Sam Middleton and Jasmine Stone, two of the Focus E15 mums. Can you tell us what happened last week in court?
Last week in court, we decided as a campaign to leave off our own accord on the 7th, and the council agreed with it with no conditions.
Well, it was a big victory for us because obviously we've been at this property for 2 weeks and we've raised as much awareness as possible. We've had a lot of media coverage and thousands of people have come to visit the social centre, and I think it's really, really highlighted the issue of people being forced away when there's perfectly good homes already here.
And of course a lot of other people have contacted you as well, haven't they?
Yeah, like we've had people not just around like Newham, not just around London but around the world, you know, like telling us about their stories and saying, you know what, we're actually in solidarity with you, we're standing side by side. I just think there should be more people to like stand up for what they believe in is right and what they feel is right, because at the end of the day housing is a basic human right.
Now, of course, what the council have been saying on this is they say that as soon as you leave, what they're going to do is they're going to let these flats out on a short-term basis. What do you think of that?
Well, some of these homes have been empty for over 8 years, so I'm glad that they've actually finally realised there are properties here. However, they should be long-term contracts. These homes are made of social housing, lifelong homes. They should be council properties as they originally were, because there's not enough social housing anymore. Nobody wants private rented accommodation. We need secure tenancies.
Well, of course, what the council say is they're going to demolish all this in the end and they're going to regenerate the area. What do you think of that?
There's no need for that. I mean, at the end of the day, all the homes that we've seen, that we've been in, all that they needed was a lick of paint and then they're fine.
I think one thing that's really important is the council saying it'll cost too much money to sort out these homes. I mean,
what do you mean, to put them all into lettable condition, yeah?
Yeah, well, they've deliberately left the windows open, so some of them have got damaged because of the council, but they're still in okay condition. And the thing that's really, really overwhelmed me is that the local community that we've met, people, they're willing to put in that work themselves. The residents on the estate, they want to get involved and bring these homes up to scratch so it wouldn't cost the council. So therefore these homes, they wouldn't cost money to sort out. The people that are still living in our homes in this area, they are absolutely beautiful and they love their homes. They don't want to leave. So it just goes to show that they have potential.
What else the council say as well? You're a bunch of agitators and that really you're being completely unfair to them because the council suffered loads of cuts from central government and they're doing the best they can. What do you say to that?
It's ridiculous. I mean, I know that, like, they've suffered cuts, but at the end of the day, our borough is the Labour borough. People need to keep remembering that we don't work for them, they work for us, and it comes down to our say at the end of the day.
I think it's absolutely disgusting because they need to prioritise what money needs to be spent on. They've loaned West Ham football... I support West Ham, but they've loaned West Ham football ground a lot of money. They spent £111 million on the 1,000 building.
The 1,000 building?
It's the council offices. I mean, we all want to be in a nice office, but come on, people were homeless in November. And it wouldn't cost them a lot of money to sort this out. They're paying out a lot of money by putting people into private rent accommodation because they're having to pay the private landlords. It doesn't make sense. If people were in council homes, then the money will be going straight back into the system. They just want to make quick, fast investments by demolishing estates like this beautiful estate to build luxury apartments nobody can afford.
You're leaving the flats that you've occupied. Is it the end of the campaign?
No, we're never going to stop.
Not at all. Just because, you know, we've had to leave the social centre by the 7th, it doesn't mean our campaign stops. Like, we will still go on fighting, raising awareness, you know, doing what we know is right.
But what exactly do you want? I mean, what are your demands on the council?
Social housing, not social cleansing, to repopulate Carpenter's estate.
Stop canning people off the estate, to keep, you know, all the homes here that are here and basically open them up. Yeah, basically don't demolish the estate. People need homes. These homes need people.
Before we go, though, can I just ask you one other thing? If Newham Council could do just one thing, what would that be?
Repopulate the estate and stop sending people out, basically.
Stop tearing people away from their families and let people have a home they can call home.
Sam Middleton and Jasmine Stone, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you.
This is the beginning of the end of the housing crisis.
And since the Focus FD mothers left the empty flats on the Carpenters estate, they have subsequently been boarded up. However, Newham Council issued a statement stating the council intends to introduce a temporary housing scheme for the whole of the 23-acre Carpenters estate until it is redeveloped. And if you want to find out more about the Focus E15 housing campaign, they have a Facebook page, which is Focus E15 Mothers. And of course, we've got Pinny and Zed with us, filmmakers. What did you make of that?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? And yeah, I think they've got a good point. You know, there is more and more of a sort of squeeze on social housing and council housing. And, you know, you only have to look around at all the luxury apartment blocks growing up. And they always say, oh, well, there's a percentage of them that will be affordable. But, you know, I think it's a big problem with this sort of commercial interest muscling in.
I mean, I think that word affordable, you kind of move into that sort of like that newspeak thing as well, don't you? Because when they talk about affordable, that has a special meaning, doesn't it, in housing legislation, and it can mean up to 80% of market rents, which is, of course, if you go down Stratford, around that sort of area now, sort of bordering on E20 borders, as the estate agents would have you believe, it's a lot of money, yeah.
Those young women were very impressive. I mean, those young mothers are on the bleeding edge of the housing crisis in the UK, you know, and they're standing up for a lot of people that are going through exactly the same thing. I mean, I think it's really admirable, and I think they're incredibly articulate about the crux of the problem.
They are, I mean, you know, it's amazing. I mean, a number of people have come forward and sort of said, you know, how brave they are to keep going on this whole thing. And, you know, and they've inspired, I think, a lot of other people as well, yeah. Okay, stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days and into the weekend. Stay tuned.